Good morning, church. It's my pleasure to lead us around the communion table this morning, and I'm missing you all very much, and I look forward to when we can get back together at Milliar Road and I can greet you all at the door. Looking forward to that time very much. Today's communion talk took a little while to come to me, actually, a few weeks until God really put it on my heart, and that was during Doug's sermon last week when he talked about David and about David sinning and his adultery and all that. And I believe God is speaking to us this morning about us being sinners, because we know that the communion, the bread and the wine, represent Jesus' blood and his body. And we know that cleanses us from sin. We know that sin entered the world through Adam. So the whole world was covered in sin. So when God called his people to do things for him, to serve him, of course, they're going to be sinners because they're from this world. So I just wanted to mention a few people in the Bible that served God wonderfully and of course, were sinners. The first one I want to talk about is Noah. Noah stood alone with God because God saw how good he was or how wonderfully he served him. And he wanted to save him from the judgment of the flood. So he saved Noah from the flood. But we know that Noah was a sinner. He'd become a drunkard on the wine that he made himself. And he allowed himself to be naked in his tent and viewed by a couple of his sons. So he was a sinner. But he was obedient to God in the end. And he built the ark. And, you know, we know what he did there and what he achieved or what God achieved through him. And David. King David, he committed adultery with Bathsheba and saw to the murder of her husband, Uriah, where he sent him into the front line of the battle, knowing that he would most likely die. And in 1 Samuel, chapter 13, verse 14, the Lord has sought a man after his own heart. And of course, he was talking about Samuel was talking about David. So God thought so highly of David that he said he was a man after his own heart. And the good news of this, of course, is in 2 Samuel verse 12 to 13. David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said to David, "The Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die." That's a wonderful, wonderful verse of the Bible. And we're celebrating Jesus today and remembering him. And because of him, you know, we shall not perish. We shall not die. So that would have been a great relief to David. And God loved Abraham so much because he was faithful. He trusted God so much he was prepared to sacrifice his own son, Isaac. But before God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son, Abraham went down to Egypt to live. And when he was there, he lied to the Egyptians and to Pharaoh. We're going to read from Genesis 12, verse 10 to 20. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abram, which is what he was called before his name was changed by God to Abraham, went down to Egypt to live there for a while because the famine was severe. As he was about to enter Egypt, he said to his wife, Sarai, "I know what a beautiful woman you are. When the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife.' Then they will kill me, but still let you live. Say you are my sister, so that I will be treated well for your sake, and my life will be spared because of you." When Abram came to Egypt, the Egyptians saw that Sarai was a very beautiful woman. And when the Pharaoh's officials saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh. And she was taken into his palace. He treated Abram well for her sake, and Abram acquired sheep and cattle, male and female donkeys, male and female servants, and camels. But the Lord inflicted serious diseases on Pharaoh and his household because of Abram's wife Sarai. So Pharaoh summoned Abram. "What have you done to me?" he said. "Why didn't you tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say she is my sister, so that I took her to be my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and go." Then Pharaoh gave orders about Abram to his men, and they sent him on his way with his wife and everything he had. So before Abraham did great things for God, before he was forgiven, he told lies. He was a sinner. And I'll just mention a few more before we take a bread and wine. Paul was a wonderful servant of God, but before he got convicted by God and saved, Paul persecuted Christians and had many of them put to death. We know of the many terrible things that Paul did or oversaw. But then, of course, on the road to Damascus, he had a moment with Jesus. And when we have this special moment with Jesus, it changes our whole life. And we know that it changed Paul. Thomas, the disciple, he doubted Jesus after Jesus rose again back to life. Unless Thomas saw Jesus' wounds, he refused to believe it was him. So Thomas doubted the Lord. And the final one, of course, I mean, there's many people in the Bible, so there's many sinners, of course. But after Jesus predicted Peter's denial, Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." Peter denied Jesus three times. We know that Peter disowned Jesus. And as we turn to take the bread and the wine, sorry, I've lost my page. Been ripped out, is it? God sent his son, Jesus, to earth to save us. And just as he would have been disappointed in all these men are a great example to us all in that God would have been so disappointed when they sinned, but he reached down with his love. Because he loved them so much, he saved them. And they were used for his good and pleasing will. And God loves us so much that he sent Jesus down, his one and only son. So that even though that we are yet sinners, when sin came into this earth through Adam, it covered the earth, God sent his one and only son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins, so that our sins are totally washed away. We have been totally recovered, and God uses for his good and pleasing will. And that is because Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And today, as we take the bread and the wine, let's remember Jesus, what he done on the cross. Let's remember that he gave his life up for us. And let's remember that God didn't give up on us. And we can go on and do great things for God, because it's just like we haven't sinned because of Jesus, and because his blood was poured out for us and his body was given for us. So let's remember Jesus today, and let's remember our Father, because our Father had mercy on us and he sent Jesus. So let's give thanks. Dear Lord, dear Father, we thank you for your great love. We thank you, Lord, that even though we were yet sinners, Lord, just like Paul and Noah and David, Lord, and Peter and Thomas, Lord, they went on to do great things for you. They went on to do your work through you. Many people were saved through your work through them, Lord, because you forgave them. It was just like they hadn't sinned, Lord, and we all fall short of your glory. We all fall short of your great love, but you take pity on us and through belief in Jesus, we can not only be saved, but we can do great things through you, for you, because you love us so much and you are so forgiving. So thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus. You were obedient to your Father. You died on the cross for our sins. You restored us. You totally restored us, Lord, to what we were before sin entered this world. And that is amazing. So we thank you for that, Lord. And today, Jesus, as we take the bread and wine, we remember your great love. We pray for this in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, let's take the bread and wine. Let's start with the bread. As we take the bread this morning, remember that Jesus' body was broken for us so that our body can be rebuilt back up. All right, let us give thanks for the wine. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went out. They come for you, Lord, with soldiers and with weapons, but they didn't need it, Lord, because you handed yourself over. You allowed yourself to be placed on that cross. You took our place. You allowed your blood to be poured out. You gave your blood, Lord. It wasn't taken. You gave your blood for us. So, Lord, that our sins could be wiped away. And we could be restored to righteousness. Thank you, Father. This without Jesus on the cross is impossible. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. And we pray for this in your mighty name. Amen. Let's take the wine and let us remember Jesus and let us remember what his blood does. It wipes away our sins. It restores us totally as if we haven't sinned. Let's remember Jesus. Well, thank you very much, Church, and I just pray that God watches over you all during the week and that he casts his face upon you all. So God bless you all and have a great week. Thank you very much.